This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with another week of information. I start the hour off with a focus on some of the ag news, and then through the course of the program we'll meet somebody who has created a farm and maybe an idea for you. I think that's what we're all about here, giving you new ideas, things that you can pursue to make your farm more viable. This certainly is a time when we're all challenged, no question about that. This is the connection between farm, families, food, the locavores who love to eat and drink what they find at local dairy farms or what they can find the local farmers that are growing great produce. And this is the time of year when everybody's getting excited because things have been planted, the earth is being worked, and fertilizer is being spread, and it is good. But then the reality sets in about the coronavirus and what uncertainty that brings to all of us who are farmers, especially dairy farmers. So a lot of news this week that's focused on the world of agriculture and dairy. We all know about the situation with Dairy Farmers of America and Dean Foods and Borden's and all of that sort of thing. In terms of farms, there are thousands of cases of coronavirus that have been confirmed. Farmers and their families, the number of infected individuals certainly is growing and growing and growing. The situation with us doing trade deals with China has been much in our mind during the last quarter of the last year, the first part of this year before the outbreak of coronavirus sort of took over everything. The effect on dairy prices around the world, global dairy trade items saw the value of whole milk going down over 2%, almost 3% in some areas, and the value of some cheeses going up. So there's good news and there's bad news. There's so much uncertainty surrounding the virus and how it's going to affect the people who work on the farm. Are we going to be able to grow stuff, to plant it, to harvest it? What are we going to be able to do? And so in terms of dairy, China is the world's largest importer of dairy products because they don't have many farms they don't have many cows. So they buy lots of milk, fluid milk and cheese and yogurt and powder and that sort of thing. The consumers lack confidence in the safety of their own domestic product. That's why they are clamoring for more and more things. This is really an interesting reality. The Chinese people don't like the government. They don't like the products that are grown. Here we are buying all kinds of crap from China. Look at the things that you use in your shop or the things that are in our everyday life that come from China. Yet the people over there don't want to buy or use the products that are made there or grown there. So I find that to be very telling. They've imported a lot of milk over there from Australia and New Zealand and that sort of thing. There is uncertainty to dairy in our country, but apparently milk production has gone back up a little bit because there were, according to the trade deals, more milk offerings that were going to go to China. Now, whether the gig is up or not remains to be seen. Meanwhile, dairy farmers who are meeting the challenges of having the coronavirus as the number one thing that we're all concerned about, the impact on the markets. I find it very interesting to look around at what producers are doing. The business where the FDA confirming that heat treatment, for example, kills coronaviruses in milk. That's one of the reasons that we think this is the first time coronavirus has been around. No, that's not true at all. Coronavirus has been with us for a long time, and it has been a problem in milk that was poorly prepared. When you're not treating the cows properly, when they're sick, or when you're not cleaning their teats, or when you're not cleaning the facilities well, that's a perfect time for something like coronavirus to come in, just like E. coli and Salmonella, Listeria, all of that stuff. There are bugs galore that love to get in, these pathogens that want to get into milk. You got to keep everything clean as can be, especially if you're selling raw milk. But the pasteurization that we go through, the process, is aimed at getting rid of everything that there is in the milk. And it does. It gets rid of the taste and the nutritional value as well. So it'd be nice to find a happy medium. But there have been strains of coronavirus that have been present in milk and also in domestic livestock. You know, some cattle have the coronavirus as well. So what do you do? The coronavirus and cows, what do you do to keep it from putting you out of business? Also, you can get the coronaviruses in poultry and, other kinds of birds, that sort of thing. So the dairy farmers, beef farmers, not necessarily worried, at least on the animal side, but I think they're concerned about consumption and what all of this does to the desire for a product from a cow. Milk, cheese, ice cream. I know I sell ice cream on my farm in Massachusetts, and the prices of it at wholesale are way up this year because apparently they can't find the outfit that I use to produce it. They're very upscale and it's very expensive. So in other news, the diseases, there are other things that bother cows, viral diseases that bother cows that don't bother humans, and then vice versa. Members of the family of viruses have been around for a long time. This is not new. The way it was created and spread is new, created in the laboratory, but the idea of these viruses has been around for a long time. MERS, remember that, from the Middle East, and SARS from Southeast Asia. But none of those things have ever affected cows. The families, however, they get sick with it. It does affect, though, I'm remembering in my mind, baby pigs have a problem with this stuff. And I don't know why, but they do. So anyway, make sure, I think the bottom line here is that all your facilities are as clean as possible. And also, later in my commentary, I'm going to talk about the business of seeking help. For those of you who are in dire straits financially, there is hope. I'll talk about that later on. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Julie Harrison, who is the garden fairy. We'll find out about her. Right now, staying healthy, number one thing that you can do for yourself, getting enough rest. Farmers this time of year, burning candles at both ends, got to get a good night's rest. You work, get up in the morning at dawn, go work until dark, have dinner, go to bed, do it all over again. Make sure that you have the right circumstances in your home to get a good night's rest. My advice is that you go to MyPillow.com, take advantage of the 66% off on all their products. Use the promo code DJV in this circumstances. The regular premium MyPillow sell for $79. You can buy them for $29 right now at MyPillow.com. Same thing with the standard or queen size pillows. Normally they're $69. You buy them for $24.99 right now. Wash them, dry them, keep them clean. Keep all of the things that you use from MyPillow, whether it's the sheets, any of the accoutrements, the mattress cover, get them all, use them, 10-year warranty, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's right. All of these things available right now. Use the promo code DJV. Shop to your heart's content. They'll help you finance things if you spend more than $200. Stay healthy with MyPillows. Save money with MyPillows. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now, as we all fight the coronavirus, vulnerable veterans have little or no contact with their family or hospital volunteers and staff. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you. Creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within two bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
I want to introduce you to Julie Harrison. Julie, the garden fairy. As a matter of fact, on the social media websites, Facebook and Instagram, etc., you can find Julie at Julie the Garden Fairy. She's done a lot of video work. She's all over social media. She's a landscape designer and decorator, but she has a real flair, as you can see when you go to juliesharrison.com. Got a real flair for style. Horticulture is very important. She knows how to get her hands dirty.
I'm the real deal. I feel like, you know, if you're going to be out there promoting flowers and horticulture and gardening, like, you got to get in the dirt, you know?
Absolutely. How'd you get started? What's your background?
Doug, I've always been into gardening. I grew up on a small farm here in Connecticut. One of my first real jobs was working on a tobacco farm. So I've always just been attracted to plants. I know. See, I told you I know how to get my hands dirty.
Right. That's good.
And then I was in high school. I was in the FFA, and I studied plant science through our agri-science program. And then I went on to UConn to study horticulture, and that's what I got my bachelor's degree in. I had a major in horticulture, a minor in landscape design, and I mean, I just kept going. My first job out of college was a horticulturalist at a private golf club. And then just one thing led to the next, and here I am on my family farm again, raising flowers and doing these fun things. It's just like, you know, if you had asked me when I was growing up, would I be here? I don't know, but I'm so glad to be doing this. It's so great.
Well, there are a lot of people who give their left arm, their right arm to live as you do. I feel very fortunate myself. I pinch myself every once in a while to look at the situation that I find myself in on my farm here in Massachusetts. We're not that far from each other. You're in West Suffield, some great farms down in that neck of the woods. And, you know, they beg to be treated properly in this day and age. You see so many farms, because of the sad reality with farming, farmers can't keep up with some of these great old buildings that they have, and so they lapse into, they almost, you know, you look around, you can drive through many of the places in New England, around the country, in fact, where houses and barns have just been let to fall apart.
The struggle is real. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
No, it is absolutely real. And the thing that you point out, I don't know what your husband does for a living, but most people now on the farm have to have another job. They can't really, they can't devote themselves 100% as much as they would like to full-time farming. I can't. I have to do my radio work. I couldn't run the farm if I didn't have the radio work. Although, the way the business is now, I'm not sure which is going to become more dependent on which. So, but it's just the reality that we have to do. We've got to be able to bend, and that's why I like to have people like you here to give us some ideas. So we'll continue getting more of the Julie Harrison story. Julie, the garden fairy, is here with us this week on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful.
Julie Harrison, bright light in the world of agriculture and ideas, and that's really kind of what it's all about. She does a lot of things on television and radio to help people understand what they can do, give people ideas for growing things in the garden. This is the time of year when because this is, Julie, a combo approach, the family, the farm, the food, all a part of the American Family Farmer focus, and getting people to grow things at home. I think this year there's going to be a lot more than that. Somebody approached me, as a matter of fact, I think it was last week, to set aside 4 or 5 acres on my farm for community gardens. Have people come in, we teach them how to grow stuff. But that's really it. So many people have been so removed from agriculture, they don't know, never mind how to grow things, they don't know even where to grow them. So that's true. You come in.
And I love what you're saying, Doug, about diversifying on the farm. I mean, that's what it's all about, especially here in these little, smaller family farms across the country. You know, agriculture's changing so much, and we are forced to diversify. But I love that it gives us these new opportunities, and it pushes us to be more creative in how we do things. So on our farm, we raise some beef cows. We have the flower farm going. We have a little flock of chickens for some eggs. And I've never been more proud, especially these days with the coronavirus and social distancing. I mean, I feel like I have so much more to offer my family as a gardener, and I'm even offering things to my community. It's so wonderful. You know what we did, Doug, right at the beginning of COVID and social distancing? We started to do ding-dong ditch with flower arrangements from our farm. So we put together little flower arrangements, and we went around, rang doorbells, ran back in the car, and drove off, just giving a little bit of love and brightness into people's lives.
Sweet.
And I have to tell you, Doug, you know, I like to think that, you know, we brought a little sunshine to everybody that got flowers, but it did more for our family. I mean, we just felt so great to do this. And I feel like this is, there are these little small things that all of us can do. You know, maybe it's dropping off a dozen eggs, bring them some flowers. Just, you know, these little things can make such a difference.
See, what you've done is help not only these people, but you help your family, your two daughters, learning great lessons by seeing you giving and participating. This way, they learn the lesson, so it continues on and on and on. Your husband does what? Is he a farm kid like you are, or what's his
name? Well, he's not. He actually works in healthcare. So of all things, we're especially grateful right now for the work that he's doing. But, you know, like you said, that's, we have to diversify these days. So, you know, we've got to have that health insurance, and but we're grateful. So we have a good balance. It's the yin and yang.
Yeah, that is a good balance. So I want to start with this here. We have to pause again in a second, but the business of teaching people to grow. I'm wondering whether folks can they come to your farm, although now probably isn't a good time. We're trying to separate ourselves. But with all the video stuff that you do and all of the things online, you can teach people how to grow things. And this is even in your own backyard. Even if you don't think you have enough land, you do. You got any kind of land at all. 100%. Right?
100%. Even if you're in an apartment, if you have a balcony, you can do gardening. I love all of the possibilities with container gardening. My last live video on Facebook on Julie the Garden Fairy, check me out there, Doug. We did a video about how to start some greens, and it's so easy. There's so much that you can do right now, and I just love showing folks how easy it is to do that. Anybody can do it.
Julie Show and Tell. All right, Julie Harrison here with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's good news and bad news from the country's coronavirus epicenter. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The bad news is actually terrible. Highest single day death toll yet, 779 people.
And he says on the upside, there are fewer New Yorkers being hospitalized.
There is good news in what we're seeing, that what we have done and what we are doing is actually working and it's making a difference.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing new guidelines for essential workers.
What we'd ask them not to do while they're at work is we want them to stay at home if they're sick. We want them not to share objects that would be touching their face, and we would like them not to congregate in break rooms, lunch rooms, and crowded places.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Second half hour of the American Family Farmer program. Julie Harrison, who's delightful, is here telling us her experiences, the gardening info that she passes along. You know, as you were talking, I was remembering a conversation I had last year with somebody, and I took this person up. I'm promoting his product on my farm, and I actually gave a bunch of them away at Christmas time. Are you familiar with Let Us Grow? Do you know that?
No.
If you're not, okay.
I feel like I need to know this.
Look it up and see what this fellow is teaching people. He's allowing, you know, you can, for a couple hundred bucks, buy one of these things. I gave it to my grandson first for Christmas so he could watch stuff grow. He knows that I'm on the farm. He loves coming to the farm. He lives in Los Angeles on near UCLA, so there's no land. So this thing is something you can put on the porch. And you can watch stuff grow. And I just use it as an example of how people are now turning to understanding the benefits of teaching the youngsters how to get close to food again. Because we've had a couple of generations of people pretty divorced from the food growth process, being around animals. What I do at my farm is open it up when the weather is good and we are safe so that people take tours of the farm, they meet the cows, they spend time understanding that just because the cows are big, that doesn't mean they're scary. And that kind of stuff. It's so good to
learn that milk comes from these cows and not just from a box in the grocery store.
Well, but to couple with what you're doing, the idea of putting a seed in the ground and watching it grow. Have youngsters who are, that's what my grandson is, only 5, but I want him to know how stuff, you know, really works. So, he gets so excited, they go out and his mother clips the stuff and put it in the salad, but he's watching things grow. He doesn't think the food comes from the grocery store. He now knows that it grows, and you can do the same thing.
I've been growing my whole life, and I still get excited when I see the seeds that I've planted starting to sprout out of the ground. I was just checking yesterday, our sugar snap peas are just jumping out of the ground, and I'm so excited. I mean, even though, you know, this is nothing new, I've seen this year after year, but it's so rewarding to see that you can grow your own things. And, you know, about those sugar snap peas, I got to tell you, my girls hardly let them get to maturity because we are so excited to pick them and eat them as fast as they're growing. It is such a good life lesson for our children. It's so rewarding for us. I always love to say that as a gardener, I've never had to have a gym membership in my life because I am out there. I am working hard in the garden. It's so good for my physical body, my emotional. This is like my therapist. I spend a couple hours in the garden, and I am just, I'm so grounded, and I'm feeling good, right? Yeah, it's so great.
Yeah, I think it is, and people don't understand the benefit. That you point out something very important, the physicality of this. The thing that I think has kept me healthy through all of my years has been being on the farm. Not only the physical exercise, I'm stronger than anybody else my size, even at my age, but it's the what it does in this time of the coronavirus. My immune system is enhanced by not only being outside, but being around things that improve, and I've grown up around it, messing with manure since I was a kid. All those things build up your immune system so that you know, can stave off stuff like this.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think we are, as gardeners and farmers, we probably have some of the strongest immune systems. And not only are we, you know, growing this healthy food for ourselves, but our families. And it's just so, so great.
Well,
and,
strong immune system, strong physical bodies, being muscular and strong is a good thing. And, you know, you don't have to go to the gym to do it, as you suggested. You get out there and work the land. So I'm curious as to the cow. You say you raise some beef. That's something I can't do. I can't raise anything and kill it. I just, that doesn't work for me.
But it does,
for some people. So what do you raise? What and how do you distribute the things that you're, the beef or meat, poultry, whatever it is? Do you have a little shop there on the farm?
So we don't. We actually, like I said, we're really a small scale, diverse family farm. And so, truly, the beef portion is something that my dad does, and he sells animals as a whole, or sometimes he'll have customers split the animal, and he brings them to a butcher who handles that part of it. So, you know, we raise the cows on grass and hay, and so, you know, we it's a very organic sort of style of raising animals here. And so we know that these animals have had good, healthy lives. And so we feel good about that. I hear
so
what you're saying.
Yeah, but the lesson here is you get out what you put in, and that goes for the stuff you put in the ground and the stuff you put in the animals. They're going to taste like, or the food's going to taste like. You can tell stuff that's grown in the smaller batches, if you will, because it doesn't have, and the way it's, the growth of it and what comes from it. I'm developing a composting system on my farm using not only leaves and grass clippings and stuff like that, but we're going to do food waste in it as well. And, you know, those sorts of things can help make the food that much better. And you just feel
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have a full circle here because we use the manure compost from the cows in the flower gardens and in the vegetable garden. So we just have this full cycle. And then, you know, I take the scraps from the produce and the flowers, the scraps from the food go to the cows. They love, they love that.
Well,
so it's just a full circle.
Yeah. And then again, I remind everybody, you can kind of follow what Julie's doing, Facebook and Instagram at Julie the Garden Fairy. We're talking to Julie Harrison from Connecticut about what she's doing to help inspire people just with her enthusiasm, but the video work that she does, and a lot of people on listening to radio and television down in the Connecticut area get a great deal from her growing experiences. I mean that literally and figuratively. Speaking of growing, those of you who are too big, you've grown too much, you're the ones who are candidates. Those people who are going to have lung disease or cardiovascular disease because they're too big. Obesity is the problem that has caused a lot of these, I think it's 76% of the people that are suffering with the COVID-19 right now are people who are obese, people who are overweight. So if you want to stay healthy, now is the time. If you never had motivation enough in the past to lose weight, keep it off, be healthy, now is the time. Help yourself to help your family. Make sure that you have a good, long, healthy life by losing the weight, not getting your body compromised by the virus. Go to toploss.com. Look around at the advice that's come from people who have been involved in selling the Calitrin over the years, people who have taken it, the success stories, how it works. Let's look at your body type and see someone in there somewhere at toploss.com who's gone through the same exact thing that you have. Use those lessons to learn how it is. And well, I mean, you'll see with the way that they help you out, the supplements that have side benefits. That's what this is all about. An amazing success rate, 90-day program to 120 days. That's where you'll lose the weight and keep it off. They've been around for a long time. Calitrin, simply put, works. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and get 3 bottles for the regular price, 3 bottles free. You want to buy 10 bottles, regular price, 10 bottles free, that sort of thing. That's the time of year to stock up on it. Maybe you give it to friends as a subtle reminder of how important it is to have your health. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Get the inspiration at toploss.com, where you can order using the code DJV. Not only do you not have to pay for shipping, but you can have this combination of buying 3 or more and get that many more free. That's toploss.com.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, Yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Moving back into our American Family Farmer with Julie Harrison. Go to juliesharrison.com. She's Julie the Garden Farrier. We're talking about the importance here of learning, teaching, making it easy for youngsters and, you know, and not just youngsters, but adults as well to see what you're doing. And I can tell by your attitude that you're pretty infectious. And I mean that in the best sense. not in the worst sense. That's a word we probably don't want to use too much today. But yeah, but it's important to be excited about what you have going on in life.
I love sharing my flowers with everyone and my ideas. And I like to show people that, you know, sometimes experts in their field feel like, you know what, it's my way, it's the right way and the only way. And what I found, Doug, is that with gardening, you know what, rules are made to be broken. And sure, with a few things, there are definitely steadfast black and white rules. But in a lot of ways with gardening, hey, what works for you may not work for me. What works for me may not work for you. And that's okay. But I like sharing what, you know, what I find works, and maybe that helps some people, and maybe, you know, sometimes I have followers who share with me what works for them, and I learn something too. So I feel like that's refreshing, and I'm okay with that.
How often do you update your videos and your blogs and that sort of thing when people visit Julie the Garden Girl or juliesharrison.com? Often do they see
the Garden Fairy? And I'm on Julie the Garden Fairy is on Facebook and Instagram. And, you know, I try to share beautiful pictures, if not every day, at least several times a week. I just did my last video, I think was about a week ago. And again, that was about planting some greens, lettuce, spinach, inside, outside. So, I do it as often as I can. Of course, I wish I had more time, but these days, Doug, I'm homeschooling my children because we're doing distance learning, of course, with COVID. So, you know, we're like you said, we're staying flexible and trying to just go with the flow over here.
What do you think is going to be the fate of farmers markets this year? I know the area you're in and around the country, they've spread the idea of farmers markets, something that I tout. But what's going to be their fate this year, do you think?
Because most of them are outside, hopefully we'll be able to just increase spacing between vendors. Hopefully they'll continue. I know I sell my flowers at our local farmers market, and so I'm hoping that we'll continue. I also have a flower stand at our farm, so folks that are close by can visit my stand still. I'm also bringing some flowers to a local dairy farm that has a farm store. They've been able to stay open. So, you know, we're just trying to stay flexible. I don't know. There's so much uncertainty. It's pretty much day to day at this point.
It is. I want to grow daffodils. I'll have to consult you as to how to grow daffodils around. I think those are the most magnificent thing for bringing bees around. It's just fun. Dude, all this is fun. See Julie at juliesharrison.com. She's also at Julie the Garden Fairy on Facebook and Instagram. But you get her enthusiasm. This is stuff you can do at home. No matter what the size of your plot, grow something. Watch it grow. Yeah. Right now is a good time to make up your mind. Go buy some seeds and plant stuff and watch it grow. It's one of the things, maybe the many benefits of us changing the way we live somewhat. Julie, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Doug. Be well.
Julie Harrison on the American Family Farmer. Thanks again, Julie.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Doug Steffen here. Now this comment on what's going on, the reality of the virus, and what I was talking earlier in the program about our having goods available for the Chinese to purchase because they don't like what they're growing themselves, which is pretty interesting. I got a kick out of that. They don't want to eat their own food. They don't want to buy their own stuff. And that's an important lesson for us to learn, I think, or maybe something important for us to know about what's going on there. I was talking about the coronavirus in cows early on. Other animal populations, when you think about emerging diseases, you think about the swine flu from not that long ago. You talk about the bird flu, these viral diseases that are often caused by something very similar to the coronavirus that we now are affected by. The humans are affected by it. But these things have been around for a long, long time. And in recent years, they've created headlines because the news media is all about the business of scaring the hell out of everybody. You know, you all get colds. You all probably had the flu at some point in time. Maybe you were unfortunate enough to have SARS, which was a severe acute respiratory syndrome of about 15 years ago, and MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, that affects both birds and humans. All of these things are around. They're microscopic. You can't see them, but they're there. There's a turkey coronavirus. How many of you knew that? It damages a lot of turkey operations. The most aggressive with terms of turkeys where they are in the young poultry, and so many, there have been many turkey farms gone out of business because if you're growing a lot of them in the same barn, the stuff spreads like wildfire, kills everything. It's in the manure, it's in the air as well, so it's a real problem. I mean, these things, it's like, if you listen to the news media, you think, wow, this is the first time this has ever happened. If you're naive enough to be, or silly enough, to think that that's the case. This stuff is everywhere. These bugs, you know, the people who kid after humans ruin the planet, the bugs will take over. I don't think that's such a facetious, you know, think about where they are. The planet, you know, for a time could support life among bacteria and things that you can't even see. But for the moment, we're trying to deal with what is affecting us, what's affecting our animals, what's affecting our business. And so under the circumstances, you got to keep the areas around where the pigs are, where the poultry is, where the cows are. It needs to be clean. You need to take the same care, taking care of your animals. And if you've got to, well, you can't do that on these big factory farms because just one pile of crap after another, literally and figuratively, and they don't give a damn anyway about how they take care of the animals, whether they're pregnant or not, what the circumstances the calves are born into. When I was having a lot of calves, we used to shoot antibodies. As soon as they dropped to the ground, we were on them, giving them their shots and sticking stuff up their nose that prevented them from getting things like things we can't even pronounce. And so I'm not even going to try to pronounce this. Encella something alitis. But there's, you know, it's just making sure the piglets need to get close to their mothers, as do the calves, so they can get all of the antibody-rich colostrum into their systems. And a lot of people don't even know about that. Why colostrum in the big factory farms take the calves away from the mothers right away? Yeah, they do pump them. They milk the colostrum, they freeze it, and they feed it to the animals. But it's not the same as the sucking mechanism that and the attachment they get to their mothers, although it's not practical necessarily on these bigger farms. It's something to keep in mind. If we are able to save the family farm, going back to some of these values is important. Puppies are susceptible to some of these viruses. If you have puppies get diarrhea, chances are get some kind of, especially on the farm, where they stick their nose into everything. They're always nosing around in the poop piles, and they get that stuff. So watch your dogs as well, and cats, for various viruses, whether it's the exact coronavirus they were getting or other things. There's a lot of stuff around now. And what is the old expression? Your mother or your grandmother taught you, cleanliness is next to godliness. I think in this circumstance, it certainly is. Clean, clean, clean. Keep the farms clean, the barns clean, the cows clean, the animals clean, and you probably won't have as much problem as maybe those who don't do or focus on that as much as they might. That's the word. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.